بفرمایید. بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیکم و رحمت الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الحمد لله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وجعل الظلمات والنور ثم الذين كفروا بربهم يعدلون. نحمده ونسبحه ونتوب إليه ونصلي ونسلم على حبيبه ونجيبه وخيرته في خلقه سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آله الأطيبين الأطهرين المنتجبين الهداة المهديين المعصومين سيما بقية الله في الأرضين.
I would like to congratulate all you dear brothers and sisters, the dear people of Iran and all Muslims throughout the world on this auspicious Eid. I advise you who say prayers and myself to observe divine piety, piousness, safeguarding the inner self and the avoidance of sins. This year, the month of Ramadan, was an auspicious month in the real sense of the word. In this month, divine blessings were showered on the people. The signs of these blessings were witnessed in the people's fasting during the long and hot days of Ramadan, in large Quranic meetings all over the country, in great dua and supplications, where thousands of youth and elderly people, men and women, engaged in dua and supplication, and where they spoke to God in a pure and humble way by donating charity in the large iftar meals that have fortunately become common for several years now in mosques, on the streets, and finally in the magnificent Quds Day rallies. These are signs of divine mercy. The people participated in these great rallies a hot summer day while they were fasting and while they had kept a vigil on the night before, on the 23rd of the month of Ramadan, for the occasion of the Nights of Qadr. This is the right way to know the people of Iran. These are the people of Iran. It is the people of Iran who paint such a picture of themselves on the scene of worshipping God during the month of Ramadan and on the scene of fighting against arrogance, each in different ways. Our people should not be known through the hostile words of others. Rather, they should be known through themselves, through their slogans, through their movements, and through such magnificent reflections. These are the people of Iran. The picture that the enemy tries to portray about the people of Iran, unfortunately, some obtuse individuals repeat this by using propaganda, is deviant and it's wrong. The people of Iran are the same people who showed their different aspects and dimensions in this month of Ramadan. By Allah's favor, all of you will pass your test today. As well as passing this test, Some of you will, by Allah's favor, receive rewards, gain promotion, and achieve spiritual transcendence today. The slogans of the people of Iran showed what our orientations are. On Quds Day, the slogans of Death to Israel and Death to America shook the scene of the country. And these slogans were not particular to Tehran and large cities. The entire country stood under the umbrella of this movement. Dear God, accept what the people of Iran have done with your mercy and kindness. Dear God, shower your grace, your mercy, and infinite blessings on our people. Dear God, bestow your mercy and forgiveness on our dear martyrs, our magnanimous Imam, and all those people who have helped and supported the people on his path.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وصلى على أئمة المسلمين وحماة المستضعفين أمير المؤمنين وسيدة نساء العالمين والحسن والحسين سبتي الرحمة وإمامي الهدى وعلي بن الحسين زين العابدين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهاد المهدي حججك على عبادك وأمنائك في بلادك.
Your representative among your servants and trustworthy ones in your land. The first thing that I would like to say in the second sermon is to greet and congratulate all the brothers and sisters who say prayers and to advise them to observe piety. The events that occurred in our region during the month of Ramadan and before that were and still are bitter events. Unfortunately, some vicious hands made the blessed month of Ramadan bitter for the regional peoples. Many Muslim peoples in Yemen, Palestine, and Syria experienced difficult days and fasts because of evil plots of the enemies. All these events are important to our people. Another issue is a domestic one, the issue of nuclear negotiations. I deem it necessary to raise a few points in this regard. The first point is a word of thanks to the officials in charge of these long and arduous negotiations. The Honorable President, and particularly the negotiation team, who really made great efforts and worked hard. They will certainly be divinely rewarded whether the document that has been prepared will, through its determined legal procedures, be ratified or not. We have said this to those brothers in person as well. Of course, in order to ratify this document, there is a clear legal procedure that, by Allah's favor, has to be taken. We expect that these officials take the interests of the people into consideration by paying careful attention, so that when they deliver the matter to the people, they can do so with their heads held up high in front of Allah, the Exalted. The next point is that by Allah's favor and grace, no one will be allowed to take advantage of this document in any way and to undermine the fundamental principles of the Islamic Republic, whether this document is ratified or not. The defense capabilities and the security area of the country will, by God's grace, be protected, although we know that the enemies have placed great emphasis on these areas. The Islamic Republic will never give in to the enemy's greed in the area of protecting its defense capabilities and security, particularly in this environment filled with the enemy's threats. The next point is that whether this document is ratified or not, we will not abandon our regional friends, the oppressed people of Palestine, the oppressed people of Yemen, and the people and the government of Syria, the people and the government of Iraq, the oppressed people of Bahrain, and the sincere mujahids of the resistance in Lebanon and Palestine. These people will always enjoy our support. The next point is our policy towards the arrogant government of America will not change in any way despite these negotiations and documents that have been prepared. As we have said many times, we have no negotiations with America on different global and regional issues. We have no bilateral negotiations with America. Sometimes we have negotiated with them in exceptional cases, such as the nuclear issue, and we have done so because of our interests. The nuclear issue was not the only case. There were other cases as well, which I have referred to in my previous public speeches. The American policies in the region are 180 degrees the opposite of the policies of the Islamic Republic. The Americans accuse Hezbollah and the Lebanese resistance, who are the most self-sacrificing forces in the country in the area of national defense, of terrorism. There is no injustice worse than this. This is while they support the terrorist child-killing government of Zionism. How can one do business, negotiate, and reach an agreement with such a policy? There are other cases as well, and I will expand on them in other speeches. Another point is about the Americans blustering in recent days. In the recent days, the negotiations have been concluded. The American excellencies, their male and female officials, are busy blustering. Each one of them is blustering in a different way. Of course, this is all right with us. Their domestic problems force them into blustering. They claim that they have dragged Iran towards the negotiating table, that they have made Iran surrender, that they have obtained such and such concessions from our country and other such claims. However, the truth is something else. They say that they have prevented Iran from building nuclear weapons, but this has nothing to do with our negotiations with America and other countries. They themselves know this, and sometimes they have spoken about the importance of the fatwa that bans the nuclear weapons. According to the commands of the Holy Quran and Islamic Sharia, we consider building, keeping, and using nuclear weapons as haram, and therefore we will not do so. This has nothing to do with them or with these negotiations. They themselves know that this is the truth. They know that what prevents the Islamic Republic from building nuclear weapons is not their threats and intimidating behavior. There is a religious barrier behind this, and they know the significance of this fatwa. But they still claim that it was they who prevented Iran. They are not honest with their own people, and they do not tell them the truth. On various other matters, they say that they have adopted such and such measure about Iran's nuclear industry, and that they have forced Iran to surrender. But they can only see Iran surrender in their dreams. From the beginning of the revolution today, five other US presidents died or were lost in history, dreaming that they would force the Islamic Republic to surrender. You too will enjoy the same fate, and you too will never achieve the dream of forcing the Islamic Republic to surrender. There was one point in the statements that the American president made in recent days. He admitted to America's past mistakes. Of course, he said a hodgepodge of things. He admitted that the Americans made a mistake in Iran on the 28th of Mordad. He admitted that the Americans made a mistake in helping Saddam Hussein. He admitted 2 to 3 mistakes, but he did not mention tens of others. He did not speak about the 25-year oppressive and treacherous rule of the second Pahlavi monarch. He did not speak about the many instances of torture, looting, massacre, disaster, and calamity that were caused by America. He did not speak about the destruction of the Iranian people's dignity and America's effort to trample upon their domestic and foreign interests. He did not speak about the Zionist domination, the killing of the Iranian passengers on a passenger plane, and many other things. Nonetheless, he mentioned a number of mistakes. I would like to offer a friendly word of advice to these excellencies today. After the passage, for many years, from the 28th of Mordad, the 8-year war and the defense that the Islamic Republic put up there, you acknowledge that you have made certain mistakes. I would like to say to you that you are making a mistake in the present time as well. In the present time too, you are busy making mistakes in different places in the region and particularly towards the Islamic Republic and the people of Iran. In a few years, someone else will turn up and show you your mistakes. Just as today, you're admitting to the mistakes that your predecessors have made. You're making mistakes as well. Therefore, you should awaken. Correct your mistakes and understand the truth. You're making grave mistakes in this region. What I want to say to the people of Iran is that by Allah's favor and grace, the Islamic Republic has become powerful and strong. It has become stronger on a daily basis. It is 10 to 12 years now that the 6 great global powers, which are among powerful countries in the world in terms of economic wealth, have been sitting in front of Iran, trying to prevent it from pursuing its nuclear industry. They have said this openly. Their real goal is to open the nuts and bolts of the nuclear industry. They have said this to our officials many years ago. In the present time too, they pursue the same dream. The result of a 10 to 12 year struggle with the Islamic Republic is that they have been forced to tolerate the operation of several thousand centrifuges in the country. They have been forced to tolerate the continuation of this industry in our country. They have been forced to tolerate the development of this industry and the continuation on research. Research and developing the nuclear industry will continue. The cycle of the nuclear industry will continue. This is what they have been trying to prevent us for many years. But today, they have signed on a paper that they have no problem with our nuclear industry. Apart from the power of the Iranian people, what other meaning does this have? This has been achieved because of the people's resistance and steadfastness and our dear scientists' courage and innovation. God's mercy be upon the likes of Shahriari, Rezai Nejad, Ahmadi Roshan and Ali Mohammadi. God's mercy be upon our nuclear martyrs. And God's mercy be upon their families. And God's mercy be upon people who stand by the truthful claims and rights. I would like to raise another point, which is the last one. An individual has said that he can destroy Iran's army. Our predecessors used to call such statements, boasting among strangers. I do not want to say anything more in this regard. If those who will hear this statement want to know the truth and are willing to use their experiences correctly, they should know that should any war break out, of course we do not welcome and begin any war. He who will emerge humiliated out of it will be transgressing and criminal America.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.